Hi, this is a dictation for Sonia Carter, S-O-N-I-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of birth is 1/16/1978. The date of accident, 5/13/2022. Date of service is 11/17/2022. Attention to the dictation. People, I think I have dictated this particular dictation in December, and if not, please use it. If I have already dictated, then you can disregard it. I'm just doing it to complete the records at this time. Thank you. On 11/17/2022, Sonia Carter presents with pain in the neck, which is around 6 and 7, pain in the lower back, which is around 7, and radiation of pain is reported to the right leg anteriorly, in the front thigh and front leg, in the shin area, all the way to the ankle. She also has pain in the left shoulder, which is around 6 and 7. The patient reports that she is able to elevate her shoulder up to 120 degrees without any pain at this time, and hence some improvement is reported to the tune of 50%. The pain level varies from 6 to 7, and the ADLs are affected up to 7. The patient is undergoing physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. ADLs that are affected and reported are general activity, walking ability, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life, which is 8, while mood is 6 and relationship with other people is affected 5. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient reports headaches, but there are no other symptoms of TBI. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo. She denies any loss of memory, forgetfulness. She denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration, confusion, disorientation, and denies any seizures, blackout, or double vision, vision problems. She also has no anxiety, depression, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient only has issues with the shoulder area, which is being affected, left side, as well as neck and lower back. With some radiation occasionally, numbness and tingling to the front of the right leg. I'm sorry, front of the left leg. The ankle and feet and toes and the upper extremities do not have any radiation. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. Respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient has reported improvement in the system, in the changes, and there are no medical. There is no changes in the medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss in the last 30 days. No other traumas are reported. Current pain medication is tolerated with codeine and substance abuse. None is reported. Compliance with the patient is reported. Fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 136/91, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is from a previous visit, which is dictated 10/11/2022, dictation number 1023-025. The plan is to review all the maps and the labs. Patient is found to be in compliance. The patient is provided with medications. She is provided with Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Tylenol, codeine for pain, 60 tablets. She is provided with Xanax, 1 milligram at night for muscle, for anxiety, and Gabapentin, 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain. She is also referred to chiropractic for further care. At this time, patient is fairly stable. She wants to continue her physical therapy, which is perfectly fine, and it makes sense. And a lot of relief is coming because of that. Three times per week, she is also advised about acupuncture, home therapy, home yoga, soaking in warm water, infrared heat, and wet heat. She's continuing with a disability, home also replacement transportation help. MRIs that have been done were discussed with her, that her lumbar MRI is completely normal. And the shallow disc bulges, notice that the MRI that was done before her accident, but that is not meaningful at this time because the MRI, the one which is done after the accident, is negative. The conservative treatment is being provided. No other treatment is on the protocol. Patient is not interested in any other treatment except physical therapy. She may have some element of sacroiliac joint involvement. However, the patient is not interested in any injection treatment at this time. She used to have a lot of spasm in the trapezius muscle, but they are now completely gone. So there is some improvement with the medications. She has been provided with the following medications. In addition, Mobic was provided, Acifex was provided, and she was also advised to continue seeing the chiropractor, and any new physical therapist has been advised because the old one has left her. At this time, patient is fairly stable. She is improved 75%, and we do not believe more intervention is needed at this time. Slowly, her therapy will be cut down to once a week, and only chiropractic treatment, if she wants to continue, can continue. Thank you.